Bless you for being in church. Amen. Just thank God for his blessings to us. Let's go to the word of the Lord this morning and turn in the book of Genesis for our scripture reading. Genesis chapter number 31. Praise God. Genesis chapter 31. Let's start verse 25. What's happened is Jacob has left Laban, his father-in-law, and Laban has come chasing him and found him. Verse 25, then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done? Thou hast stolen away unawares to me, carried away my daughters as captives, taken with the sword. Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I might sent thee away with mirth and with songs and with tabrets and with a harp. And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. Verse 29, our scripture text. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, neither good or bad. Verse number 41, Jacob talking here back to his father-in-law, thus have I been 20 years in thy house and served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle. Thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Praise God. I want to preach this morning on in hell except for Father's prayers. In hell, except for Father's prayers. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for Father's Day. I pray that you help us as I preach this morning, not only to the brothers, but to the sisters and to every one of us, that your spirit would be with us, that your anointing would be with us, and your hand would be upon us. I thank you for it today, Lord, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Church said amen. Amen. What is going on here is Jacob has served Laban, his mother Rebekah's brother, and he goes down and he serves him 7 years for Rachel. And at the end of 7 years, Laban tricks Jacob and he gives him Leah. And he serves him another 7 years for Rachel again. Serves him 14 years for his daughter and works for him. And the Bible said that God blessed Laban because of Jacob, that he increased because of him. And when Jacob was done at the end of 14 years, he said, I'm going to go home. He said, tell me what your wages, what can I pay you? Stay with me. I can see the hand of God on you. And the Bible says that he said, give me all the speckled cows and all the goats that have spots on them and things like that. And God blessed those cattle, and they started, amen, producing speckled cows, spotted cows, and ring shake, ones that had rings, you know, in their fur and things like that. And all the, you know, and God was just blessing Jacob. For 6 years he served him. You notice in verse 42, he said, or verse 41 said, you changed my wages 10 times, but God had his hand upon me. So he steals away in the middle of the night, amen, and leaves and goes, and several days pass before Laban comes and catches him. Verse number 28 says, amen, thou hast done foolishly In so doing, Laban tells Jacob, said, you snuck away, said, you done foolishly. Amen. Because in that day, under that, you know, time, he had the power to hurt him. He had the power to kill him. He had the power to bring him back. Amen. He had left without any type of an agreement. He had left without any type of a covenant or anything like that. And he was more or less, amen, one of his own. And all of these was his. And in that day, I mean, he could have brought him back and put him, you know, brought him back exactly where he needed to be. But he said, yesternight, praise God, last night, or, you know, while I was asleep, and he said, the God of your father, glory to God, thank God for Isaac that would pray for a son that was lost. The God of your father spoke to me, and he told me not to say anything good or bad to you. And he said, if it hadn't have been for that, I would have hurt you. Amen. I want to tell you something today. You might not have had a praying dad. I thank God for a praying dad. I thank God for a praying father. I thank God for a father. Amen. My earthly father, my dad who prayed for me. Amen. You may have not. I know that we live in a day and hour. Everybody doesn't have it that way. But I can tell you, you had somebody that prayed for you. Somebody that, amen, sought God for you. Somebody, amen, that reached heaven for you. And that's the reason, hallelujah, that the world and those, amen, that would do us harm, praise God, cannot, except for Father's prayers. Now, I would like to get through this morning. I'd like for the Lord to help us. Now, I want to just look at a couple things here. If it wasn't for God, he would hurt us. Amen. Laban said, it's in the power of my hand to hurt you. If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for the God of your father, amen, I would hurt you. Jacob said, except the God of my father, amen, the God of Abraham had been with me, surely you had sent me away now empty. If it wasn't for God, hallelujah, we wouldn't have nothing. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy that it's God that gives us the power to get wealth and to take care of ourselves. Thank God for his mercy and thank God for his grace. Thank God for praying dads. I pray today, amen, that if you didn't have a praying dad like I did who preached the gospel and still preaches today, amen, if you wasn't influenced, I pray that you'll sit here this morning and resolve in yourself that I'm going to be that dad myself. Hallelujah. I'm going to be that person myself. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. You know, we could sit here and say, well, I didn't have a praying dad. Well, we can be one. That our children could look up to someday when somebody preaches this message and say, if it wasn't for my praying father, hallelujah, where would I be today? I'd be in hell. He said, except for the God of your father, he spake to me yesternight. Amen. He spoke to me. I'm telling you, we serve a God that still speaks. Do you believe that this morning? We serve a God that still speaks to our hearts and speaks to our lives, and I thank him for that. Amen. He said here, it is in my power to do thee hurt. You know the danger, amen, that this world can bring upon us. The danger that is all around us. I'm telling you, God is able to protect us, and God is able to hold us up. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter number 33 and verse number 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them. Underneath are the everlasting arms of God. Hallelujah. Jacob, you may be in a far land. Jacob, you may be doing things, you know, that, so to speak, you shouldn't be doing. Jacob, you may be in a place in your life where it's not necessarily the best situation, but God, amen, still has his everlasting arms underneath. You know, our arms will hold up, but they'll only hold up so long. And you can only hold up so long. Hallelujah. But you know God's arms are everlasting and they never fail. The Bible said that he held out his hands in Romans all day long to the people of Israel. You know, you can hold out your hands for a while. You can hold them out there. Amen. But you can't hold out your hands all day. You can't hold them out all day. They'll get too heavy. You'll have to rest them. You'll have to hold them. Remember, Moses would hold his hands out. Amen. There on that mountain. And the Bible said when his hands was up, amen, that Joshua and the people was winning the battle. But when his hands got heavy, that's what happened. Hands will get heavy. Amen. And you know God's hands never get heavy. Amen. They always hold out. And Jacob was far off down here. Amen. And he was down there working for Laban. He was far away from Isaac. He was far away from Rebekah. He was far away from his homeland. Hallelujah. But God was still protecting him and God was still helping him. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the God of our fathers. Thank God that he can help us. If except for father's prayers. Jacob, amen, I would have done you hurt. How many times would the enemy, how many times would evil have come upon us if it wasn't for God that could help us? The Bible said in Psalms 91 and verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. With thine eyes only shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Hallelujah. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thank God for his protection. Thank God for his hand against the hurt. There's so many hurts. And he said, if it wasn't for the God of your father, I would have hurt you. I wonder how many of us would be hurt today. Amen. If it wasn't for, amen, God in his mercy. Glory to God. Laban said, I could hurt you right now. It's in my power to hurt you. He said, but last night the God of your father spoke to me. I'm telling you, there's been many a times, no doubt the devil would have knocked us out. There's no doubt the devil would have took us out. Amen. Evil would have overtaken us. Hallelujah. And 1,000 would fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand. But thank God, God was there to keep us from hurt. Thank the Lord that he was there to protect us in the time of trouble. Amen. He said, I could do you hurt. You know, the world can hurt us if God would let them. Amen. You know, the devil could hurt us if God would let them. But you know, God's not going to let them unless it's his will. Many times it's not his will. And you know what he does? Instead, he protects us. And you know what he does? Instead, he said, don't touch him. Don't touch Jacob. Don't touch him. Hallelujah. Don't speak good or bad to him. Hallelujah. In other words, just be quiet right here. Hallelujah. That's my child. Glory to God. I'm talking about God will protect us. God will keep us safe from hurt. Amen. He said, it's in my power to hurt. You know, amen. You know, Laban thought he could do a lot. Amen. But God wasn't going to let him. Hallelujah. Just like Pilate told Jesus, he said, you don't say nothing to me. He said, don't you know that I can let you go or I can keep you? He said, and Jesus said, you don't have no power at all except my Father which is in heaven give you power. Hallelujah. And so, you know, the world can rant and rave and say, well, I could do this or I could do that. Amen. Or I could take care of this or that. Praise God. But I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost is greater, amen, than any power or authority in this world. Glory to God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm going to help you, God said. So we see Jacob here. Amen. He's in a bad situation and somebody could hurt him. But you know what? Hallelujah. God can't do it. You know the Bible said when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. People say, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I don't even know why. I'll tell you why, Laban. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, has got me as the apple of his eye. Amen. Isaac was still praying for Jacob, no doubt. No doubt Isaac was praying. Amen. He was identified as the God of thy father. Amen. Jacob even recognized it when he said, you changed my wages 10 times. You know, I've worked for people before. I mean, but you don't have to work for somebody very long to realize if they're going to help you or not. I mean, this guy changed his wages 10 times and Jacob kept right on working for him. But he said, except the God of my father, hallelujah, had been with me. God's with us and God can help us. He said, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. Hallelujah. You know the reason that we're not empty today is because God's looking out for us. You know the reason we haven't went down yet is because God's still looking out for us. Jacob here, Laban had changed his wages 10 times and yet still God was helping him. I'm telling you, God's got more power than even the employer. Hallelujah. God's got more power than even Laban. Amen. And God just kept on blessing him. Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32, amen, your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. God knows our needs. God knew what Jacob needed and he was going to take care of him. The Bible said, cast all your care upon him for he careth for you. We have a God, amen, that cares for us. And the song says, amen, consider the lilies. They don't toil or spin. In other words, they're not out there at the sewing machine, you know, winding up cotton and thread to make them some clothes. And he said, consider the lily, said, but amen, God clothes every one of them. He'll clothe you too. He said, consider the sparrows. He said, they don't have nobody to, you know, take care of them. He said, yet the heavenly Father feeds them. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, hallelujah. The birds, they don't lay up in store. Amen. Yet your Father feeds them. I remember a preacher one time talking about how he come there, amen, in the south and all them blackbirds was there. He said he come out the church and when he opened the church door, he said he'd been praying about some needs that he had. And he said when he opened the church door, those blackbirds flew. And he said he's still feeling the presence of God. And he said he felt like the Spirit of the Lord said, do you see any of those birds with hammers? And he said, I thought, no. He said, do you see any of them have a skill saw? And he said, no. He said, does any of them have a 2x4 under their wing? He said, no. He said that the Lord said, when blackbirds build barns, then you'll have to worry. But until then, you don't have to worry. Amen. The birds don't worry. God feeds every one of them. Amen. And God takes care of them and he'll feed us. He said, amen. Wherefore, take no thought what you shall eat or what you shall drink or wherewithal shall you be clothed, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, can you take a thought and add a cubit to your stature? Can you just by taking thought grow another so many inches up? Amen. He said, no, but your Father knows what you have need of. Thank God for the God of my Father this morning. Thank God. Jacob said, for the God of Isaac. Thank God for a praying dad. Amen. Because if it wasn't for that, I would be empty. I came, Laban, to you. I served you 14 years for your daughters and 6 years for your cattle. You changed my wages 10 times. Amen. But there was something else in the equation. And you know what that is? God. You know what? Hallelujah. When God's in the equation, it makes all the difference in the world. No matter your need today, hallelujah, God's able to fill it up. No matter what you have need of, God's able to meet that need. And I thank God for it this morning. The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter number 115, hallelujah, I'm preaching this morning about except for Father's prayers, I'd be in hell. Hallelujah. And Psalms 115 and verse 12 said, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Has God been mindful of you? I thank God that He's been mindful of us. Amen. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Amen. Let me stop right here and tell you what Proverbs chapter number 10 and verse 22 says. You know it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Hallelujah. I was hearing, you know, Chuck Swindoll was talking about his dad. He's done passed on, but he was a preacher. Amen. And he traveled and preached many years, and he said he was traveling and preaching. He said, I was a little older, amen, going to school, and dad left and went and preached, and he said, I was old enough to kind of know about some things that was going on. And he said, dad come home, and he said, I remember my mom saying, amen, you know, how much did they give you in the offering? And he said, my dad kind of stopped just a little bit, and he said, I want to tell you, Myrtle, which was his mom's name, said, I want to tell you, said, that pastor, amen, was really struggling, and said he had some kids that had some needs, and he said, I just felt like giving them all the offering back. He said, I know we need it, he said, but God will provide. He said, I remember as a young boy, amen, sitting there in that kitchen and thinking, dad, we need this and we need that. And what about us? We need some things. Don't you feel sorry for us? And he said, that night we went into prayer. And he said that, I'll never forget it. Chuck Swindoll said, I'll never forget it as long as I live. Said, we went into prayer, and he said, I could hear mom crying and dad praying. Said, dad said, Lord, you know I needed that money, but you know I felt like giving it to that preacher. And he said, Lord, he said, I need a lot more than they was going to give me. He said, Lord, I need $1,200. He said, I thought, dad, why'd you give that money away? He said, but I was in the living room the next morning when mom brought the mail in, hallelujah, and said, she went to crying and said, dad, amen, here's a check for $1,200. He said, I was just a young teenage boy, and the Lord proved to me that the God of my father was greater than any need that I have. I'm telling you this morning, God's greater, and when we obey God, He'll help us. Amen. And when we do what God says, He'll come through for us. The psalmist said, I have been young and now I'm old. You know what he's going to say. Hallelujah. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm talking about this morning. I can tell you times that God's met the need. I can tell you times that God has helped us. Amen. I can tell you times that God has moved. And I can say with Jacob, if it wasn't for the God of my father Isaac, if it wasn't for God Almighty, I know, Laban, you got those gods. You see, Jacob, he didn't even know that Rachel had stole those gods. Amen. I know, Laban, you're serving a false God. But I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for that God that spoke to you and said, don't hurt me. If it wasn't for that God that has spoke to many a people and said, don't hurt that preacher. Don't hurt them. Amen. Don't say nothing good or bad to them. If it wasn't for that God, I'd be empty today. And Jacob said, you changed my wages 10 times. Amen. But look at all this I got. Amen. He said, Laban, saving, you pick out one thing I stole from you. I never stole one thing from you. In church today, we wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for God. Amen. We wouldn't have nothing this morning. You wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for the God of our fathers. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. This is Father's Day. Amen. My dad tells a story about how he needed to pay a bill a long time ago. Amen. All us kids at home. Amen. He said he scraped and he almost had the money to pay the bill. He said he emptied out every change jar. Amen. Looked under the couch, pulled the cushions out from the couch. I mean, he's getting down to pennies. He said, I'm telling you, I needed 5 cents. He said, that's all I needed to pay this bill was 5 cents. He said, I looked. It cleaned out, you know, they used to have air conditioners in the slab, you know, looked in the air conditioner vents. I mean, all of those things. Hallelujah. Couldn't find that nickel. Amen. He said, I was right there at the door, and he said, I leaned over the washer, and he said, I started to pray, and I said, Lord, all I need is a nickel. All I need is 5 cents. You can help me find it. I've looked everywhere, but if you'll just help me find it. Amen. I thank God for a praying dad. I remember we'd be putting new joints on. He'd be pleading the blood of Jesus. Lord, don't let those bearings fall down, Lord. Ever turn on the vise. He'd be praying. Amen. God, help it to go in. Amen. I mean, we'd be fixing this. He'd be praying. I remember one time, you know, my dad wasn't a mechanic and ain't. Amen. But we had to change a fuel pump. I remember I was helping him. We was dropping that fuel tank on that big old van. 15 passenger van that we drove around. Hallelujah. Because all us kids, amen, he's a praying, Lord, help me. Lord, don't let me lose any of these bolts. Lord, help me. I've never done this before. Amen. I'm laying under that van thinking, are we, amen, changing a fuel pump or are we at prayer meeting? But I want you to know we changed the fuel pump and we got it all right back up in there and everything. Hey, I thank God for the God of my Father. I thank God for the God, because if it wasn't for that God, if it wasn't for Him, God Almighty, I would be empty. Jacob said, you changed my wages 10 times, but God bless me and God help me. Amen. My dad was leaning over that washer praying, Lord, I've looked everywhere. All I need is a nickel. He said, I just opened my eyes, and then in the bottom of the washing machine, there was a bright, shiny nickel. Amen. I don't know how. Hallelujah. Amen. If it was shiny, praise God, because the washer had washed it over and over. Amen. My mom had a rule, hallelujah, that if she found money in the laundry, it was hers. She said, boys, us boys got older working, you don't leave money in your pocket. She said, I'm telling you, boys, if I find money in the laundry, it's mine. Amen. And she hadn't found that nickel yet. Amen. I often thought, was it shiny because it been washed a bunch, or was it shiny because an angel had just put it there? Amen. It makes no difference to me. Amen. But the bill was paid. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know I've got a God that I can go to. Amen. And if you have a need this morning, He'll bankrupt heaven. Amen. To meet our need. Hallelujah. Amen. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. And He's able to meet every need. I'm telling you, Jacob said, let me tell you something, Laban. Amen. If it wasn't for the God of my father, I'd be empty right now. My pockets would be empty. My corrals would be empty. My cattle trailers would be empty. Everything would be empty. Do you realize that today? That if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have nothing. Hallelujah. I thank God for His blessings. I thank God that I stand here before you, blessed by God. I thank Him for it. But I realize as I stand here, if it wasn't for God, I'd be empty. I wouldn't have nothing. Hallelujah. I thank God for meeting the needs. I thank God for helping us. I thank God for my dad, amen, teaching me to pray. Teaching me to pray and seek God and pray about needs. I thank God for my wife's dad teaching her to pray and seek God. Hallelujah. And ask God to meet the need. You know God will meet the need when you ask Him. There have been times we didn't have bill money and we'd pray and say, God, amen, meet the need, and God would meet the need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, Evan's getting a little older here. Amen. Working a little bit. And I went to him not too long ago. I said, Evan, can I borrow some money from you? You know, I knew I could pay him back a day or two, but man, I didn't want to pay no late charge. And so I thought, man, I can't wait really a couple of days here. I said, can I borrow some money from you? He said, sure. And I think it's just a little bit. And so I went in there and I told Bethany, I said, I'm going to have to borrow this money from Evan. And you know, it made her feel bad, made me feel bad too. But it wasn't the end of the world or nothing like that, you know. I mean, I'm telling you all fact right here. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I was backing out. I was going to go put that money in the bank because I knew, amen, it was going to come out and I was going to have to pay an extra charge. And I was backing out and a man from town, don't even come to church. Amen. Called me. He said, where are you at? Oh, God, help me. I said, I'm right here. He said, are you at the church? I said, no, but I can be there. I didn't know what was going on. You don't ever know about people. You know, they might want to chew you out. They might want to do all kinds of crazy things to you. But I trusted this guy. I'm talking about just a few days ago, weeks ago. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, meet me at the church. I pulled up, amen, never got out of my car. He just handed me an envelope. Amen, you know what? Hallelujah, I didn't need to borrow Evan's money no more. Amen, you know what I did? I turned around, I went back. I said, kids, come in here. I said, Evan, here's your money. I said, God just met it before I ever needed it. Glory to God. You know what that is? That's the God of my Father. Amen, that's the God I serve. Amen, hallelujah. He don't always give you what you want, but he always gives you what you need. Hallelujah. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How many riches does he have in glory? Well, let me tell you, they pave the streets with gold over there. Amen. The gates are made out of pearl over there. That's how much riches they have in glory. Amen. I'm talking about riches. The God of my Father. I want to preach to you something important here. I'm saying if it wasn't for the God of my Father, I'd be in hell. Hallelujah. Not just hurt, not just empty, but I'd be in hell. Praise God, the Bible says, amen, hallelujah. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare? Here's the prodigal son in the pig pen. He said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thine hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, amen, long ways down the road, hallelujah, his father saw him. I'm telling you, God sees you today, no matter how far you are away. He was a great way off, amen, but his father saw him. Amen, he was a long way away. I'm telling you, you may be a long way away from God this morning. Amen. But God sees you and he knows exactly where you are and he knows how to get your attention. Amen. He had compassion on him. He ran. He fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring hither the fatted calf. Glory to God. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. I thank God. Amen. I'd be in hell today. I thank him for keeping me safe. I thank him for blessing me. But most of all, there's not a greater blessing than salvation. There is not a greater blessing than being saved, knowing that your name is written down in heaven. Hallelujah. The song said, do you know how it feels? Amen. Hallelujah. To know that you're saved, to know that you're born again, to know that if the Lord come back tonight, right now, I'd be saved. Make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'd be in hell except for Father's prayers. I want to read you one more and then we'll be done. Amen. The Bible tells us that he come off the mountain and one of the multitude in Mark 9 said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, wheresoever he taketh him, teareth him, he foameth, gnasheth with his teeth, pineth away. I spake to your disciples to cast out the devil, and they could not. To cast him out, they could not. O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? Bring him to me. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. He fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He asked his father, I'm talking about, I'd be in hell. Amen, if it wasn't for father's prayers. Hallelujah. How long ago has this came unto him? He said of a child. Hallelujah. Oft time it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. You get the picture? Here's a man whose son is full of the devil. He's demon possessed. Amen. But he had a praying dad. Hallelujah. Amen. God make us praying dads. Hallelujah. God make us men of God. Amen. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible unto him that believes. Us. And straightway the father of the child cried out with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Hallelujah. And Jesus rebuked that foul spirit. I'm talking about the God that can cast out a devil. I'm talking about the God that can cast out every demon possessed. Amen. Thank God for prayers. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. They said he's dead. Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And Luke says, and delivered him again to his father. If we could have testimony this morning. Here's a boy we don't know nothing about. He's grown up now. Amen. Can you tell us your story? Yes, when I was a child, a foul spirit was in me. He tried to destroy me in the fire. He tried to destroy me in the water. He would cast me down. I'd wallow around and foam out of the mouth. Amen. What happened? One day my dad, hallelujah, one day my father went to Jesus. Amen. And he carried me with him. And now I'm saved. And now I'm living for God. And now I'm born again. And if it wasn't for the prayers, hallelujah, I'd be in hell. Preacher told that many years ago, he said, I was running from God. Far from God. And he said, I got a wire. You know, this was many years ago. And he said, Mama's sick. Hallelujah. He said, I had a praying mama. He said, Mama's sick. Amen. He said, you better come home in the wire. Mama's sick. He said, I got on the train. He said, the train come into town late that night. He said, real late. He said, I'm walking through. And he said, I had to go to our house from the train station. He said, I had to go by the graveyard. He said, I thought Mom and Dad's already in bed. He said, they're already, you know. Sleep, he said, I'm just going to go around and see if anybody's passed away. That I might know, been years since I've been here. He said, I started walking around looking. He said, I wonder if there's any new graves. He said, I found a new grave. And he said, I looked, I couldn't see the name. He said, I had a match in my pocket. He said, I pulled that match out and struck it. And he said, I looked with the match. He said, oh no, that's Mama. He said, that's Mama's grave. He said, that's just a few days ago. My Lord, I missed her. My Lord, I missed her. He said, I sit there with that match holding it on that little sign that they put on that grave. He said, my heart broken. And he said, I cried out, oh God, who's going to pray for me now? Oh God. I'm lost forever. Mama's the only one that prayed for me. Oh God, nobody will pray for me now. He said, I began to cry because my mom was gone. He said, but I was scared to death. He said, every sound in the graveyard. He said, I thought it's a devil coming to drag me to hell. He said, oh God, if my mom's not alive to pray for me, what in the world am I going to do? I'm doomed forever. He said, I begin to pray, God, you've got to save me. while mama's prayers are not far gone. God, you've got to save me. Amen. Before mama's forgotten, said, Lord, you got to save me. He said, I stand here preaching today. Amen. And tell you that I laid down on my mama's grave and got saved because I was scared to death to live one day without somebody praying for me. Stand together with me this morning. Thank God. Thank God for godly fathers. Thank God for godly men. Thank God for men of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to be men and women of God that pray. Help us to be like Isaac, God, because Jacob will come home one day. Thank you, Lord, that you can see us when we're a great way off. Way off, Lord, a long ways off. Help us, Lord Jesus, today. Thank you, Jesus. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around. You say, preacher, pray for me. I need God to help me. I need God to touch me. I need God to help me. Preacher, pray for me. I need the Lord to help me. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you, sir. You're here today. Yes, sir, God. Now I see those hands up before you. Lift your hand. Just slip it up and slip it down. I'm not here to embarrass you. Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. Yes, son. I see your hand. God bless you. I need God to move in my life. I need God to forgive me. I need God to save my soul. I need God to bring me back home. I'm that one that's far off. I'm that one, God, that's way out there. I want to come home. I want to be like the prodigal. Be like Jacob. Come on home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else, just slip your hand up and slip it down. Preacher, pray for me. And God will help me. The Lord loves you today. To forgive you, meet every need, heal your body, touch you, bless you, anoint you. But you got to serve God. You got to live for God. God will give it to you, but the Lord will take it away. You turn your back on Him. He'll do it. Oh, God, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Bethany sings this morning. If you're hearing your light prayer, I'd like to pray for you. These altars are open. We can find us a place to pray. Find us a place to seek God. Why don't you come? How long has it been? How long has it been?
Since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, how long? How long since you prayed?
Since you prayed.
Thank you, Jesus. You want the Lord to help you today? We'll pray.